All right, welcome back to Yahoo Finance Lab on this Jobs Report Friday. And Julie, we have a lot more earnings reports to get through. I'm locking in right now on Ford. It is the third trending ticker on the Yahoo Finance platform this morning. After the company came out and missed by a good mile here. Now, I was on a call, a media call with the CFO, John Lawler, last night, and he was mentioning or discussing the miss mostly reflects Wall Street perhaps being a little too optimistic on how many cars Ford would be able to make against the backdrop of this chip supply shortage. Also warning, I would say, that some of these chip shortages will continue to be an issue in the first quarter. Now, the company did call out the potential for double-digit increases in operating profits this year and a better half, second half of this year in terms of production. But still, the market not liking this one.
No, I mean, you know, even if the market got it wrong, I mean, that's a big miss, right? It's not just like get it wrong by a few cents. That's a pretty sizable miss and a sort of, you have to wonder about the disconnect between the communications between management and Wall Street when you get the size of a miss like that. The forecast you're talking about, I believe, is for EBITDA, right? For cash flow this year, $11.5 billion to $12.5 billion, which would be a 15 to 25% increase. But at the same time, commodity costs, the company says, are going to go up by $1.5 to $2 billion this year. So that is sizable as well. And sort of echoing a refrain we have heard time after time from companies during this pandemic, demand is high. That's not the issue, right? The issue is supply chain. And that is, again, what the chief financial officer said on the reporter call as well, right? That they would be selling more cars if they could make more cars.
Absolutely. That was another thing John Lawler mentioned, too. Now, let's keep in mind, Ford has stopped taking orders for their electric vehicles. They just can't make them quick enough. But let's switch gears here, Julie. No pun intended. Clorox. This is a company that continues to be in my penalty box. I would say one of the most alarming earnings calls that I have heard thus far. That was last night from Clorox, warning they're seeing extreme. That was their quote, extreme levels of inflation this year, now looking for about $500 million commodity hit compared to $350 million before. Their guidance for the next for their current fiscal year now at $425 to $450. Previously was at $540 to $570 a share. So a major earnings warning from Clorox. Operating profits down in every segment of their business. What really concerns me here, Julie, is they hopped in the call and they said they told analysts, it's going to take some time to rebuild our profit margins. Could take years. That is the last thing anybody wanted to hear on Wall Street from Clorox.
Yeah, at the same time, this company is saying the same thing again, right? The demand is relatively strong. But when you're forecasting that sales are going to fall 1% to 4% this year, you know, it does. And when you're talking about the magnitude of the cost increase this year for a company like this, that is even going to happen even with an increase in prices, as you say, it's not great news.
Not great news indeed.